all other religions in the world, of the four major religions of the world, listen, Christianity is the only faith where the founder of that faith died for his followers.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Welcome to Revive Radio. Let's go into a recent sermon series taught by Pastor Rogers. This sermon series is entitled, Real Power. This is part one from that series, The Power of the Cross. Let's go into the message today.
You can be Superman, but you still got some kryptonite. Because every one of these, every one of them, even the latest movie that's out, I found out that he can only lift 750 pounds max. In my eyes, that's a weakling. You know I've been lifting that for a long time. They're always having to come up with a new kind of hero because the last one has a weakness that cannot sustain. I came to tell you matter-of-factly this morning that Jesus is not a superhero. He is not a comic book Christ. He's not one of the crowds or one of the many gods. All other religions in the world, of the four major religions of the world, listen, Christianity is the only faith where the founder of that faith died for his followers. That distinguishes Christianity from every other religion. There is no founder of Buddhism, no founder of Islam, no founder of any other religion in this world who actually laid down his life and then picked it up again to live another day. Now, I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying to you today because there's an awful lot of churchisms that are going around, and believe me, as we've been preparing to launch some new ministries, there is the pressure that is being applied to the church today to be relevant, to be relevant. And if you're not relevant with certain tactics and gimmicks and schemes or whatever that it may be, then they call you irrelevant and you will die. While I understand the need to be able to be in the modern society that we're in, I want you to understand this, that the methods may have their tweaking from time to time, but the message of the gospel of the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ is the relevant message as much today as it was then, as much as it will be 2,000 years into the future. The only way for the church to be relevant and effective in this time is to stay true to the preaching of the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. I want to make sure you understand that. We use all kinds of illustrations and enhancements that may take place and video and monitors and whatever that it may be. But I want you to understand something. The moment that a church begins to get away from the message of the cross, the power's gone, the effectiveness is gone, the relevance is gone. I don't care what you've got on the platform or what you've got in the parking lot. The relevant message today is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You need a gospel of power, not a weak, emaciated gospel where you change superheroes every week. You need a gospel of power that stood the test of time. Paul said, after all of his understanding and excellent knowledge in the leadership of the day, he made the statement, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. He later said, if somebody else comes preaching another gospel, offering you another spirit, giving you another Jesus, or what I would call a Christless cross, then let him be accursed, the apostle Paul said. There are many people, even Christians, who are embarrassed to embrace the simplicity of the cross as being the only way, truth, and life. It is the narrow-minded, right-wing, fundamentalist radicals who actually hear God talking to them, different than the view of certain individuals on television who call that mental illness. I want to let you know I have a daily conversation with the God of my salvation. I talk to him and he talks back to me. So call me crazy. Oh, I think somebody wrote a song. Call me crazy if you want to, but I have a living Savior. He's not in the grave. He still knows how to get my attention. And I declare to you today, by his Spirit, he's in this room walking in the power of his manifested glory. And if you'll reach out and touch him, he'll speak to you today. And just in case one of those individuals on The View maybe tuning in to Pace Assembly, if you'll give your life to Jesus Christ, you'll have a new point of view and he'll talk to you too. Paul said, we preach Christ crucified, from the Amplified version of 1 Corinthians 1:23. To the Jew, it is a scandal and an offensive stumbling block. To the Gentile, it is an absurd and utterly unphilosophical nonsense. Looking at the cross, the world sees weakness. The world says it's unnecessary. The world says you're sitting in a building wasting your time. You should be living it up, having the high life, and not being able to be involved in these crazy mental individuals who believe that there is one way to Christ. If you are relevant today, then you are embracing a multiplicity of different ways to get to God. But Thomas declared when he stood there in John 14 with those disciples and said, Jesus, we don't know the direction to go. And Jesus emphatically stated, I am the way, not one of many. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's never more relevant than as I stood next to the graveside of one of my relatives yesterday and told that waiting group of people, some of which I've never met before in my life, relatives standing there. I want you to know I preached the gospel to them yesterday, just like I'm preaching it to you right now. And if my breath holds out until Jesus comes, this is the message that will make the difference. It's not that you're just getting yourself together. It's not that you've got some kind of relationship with somebody else in church that's going to get you saved. But what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I want you to know every person who's born again in this room and everybody watching had to come the same way. And thank God the power of the cross is stronger than the drug addiction, stronger than the alcohol, stronger than the lying, stronger than the cheating, stronger than the adultery, stronger than my sin is the awesome power of a mighty God. And I think we ought to give him a little praise right here of what God's done in your life and in mine. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, Paul is outlining for us what a picture, a profile of what we're seeing in the world right now that literally is sitting in many churches today. He said, to the Jews, or what we would call here to the religious, the cross is an offense. Write it down. To the Jews here, they say, we need a sign. This is a stumbling block, this cross, for me. I have a real problem with this cross message because it gets in the way of my religious activity. Are you hearing this? This is what you're hearing today all around the globe. To the Jews, they represent the self-preservationist, the one who wants Christ without a cross. It's a religion that is content to go through the rituals of religion without having a relationship with Jesus Christ. There are many people sitting in churches today who are not even born again. They came to church because their friend that is going to that church is their friend, and they brought them there, but there's been no change. So now all we do today is fill up Colosseums many times with people who don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior once they've had an encounter because they haven't heard the gospel. I'm saying to you today, religion will stand between you and Jesus Christ and offer you something that tantalizes and satisfies the flesh. Sing my song, preach my sermon, give me some coffee and donuts on the way out the door. Religion says, here's a pill, take this and call me in the morning. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't see, and this self-preservationist religionist does not see their need for self-examination and coming to the cross because of their self-righteousness and tradition. Today, if it's good for you, it's good for me. Do whatever you want to do, any old way you want to. But I declare Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means none of us, I don't care who you are, Billy Graham included, and he, ladies and gentlemen, made sure you understood that he was not the Savior of his own self. He was always pointing to the cross of Christ. That's the reason why he's revered by royalty and presidents and by politicians who want to get in the crowd and have a little word to speak. But I'm so thankful to have heard this past week the consistency coming out of his children and his grandchildren saying, if you want to see Billy Graham again, you got to go by the same cross that Billy got saved at. Oh, aren't you glad for the cross today? I'm talking about I wouldn't give you 2 cents for the Constitution and bylaw to break the yoke of the anoint that bondage off of my life. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for relational connections if I don't have a cross somewhere in the middle of it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the cry of the people that they're saying, give us a powerful gospel. Don't give us some weak-kneed kind of preaching. Don't offer us something that we've got to have the same dog and pony show next week. If I brought in group after group, singer after singer, and preacher after preacher, and you got yourself a bag full of religion, I'd have to keep doing that year after year, decade after decade. But I give you Jesus, him crucified. And if I do anything this morning, let me lift up the cross of Jesus so that everybody can see Christ and him crucified. I find it very interesting in 2003, which is part of the premise of this message. In 2003 in downtown Manhattan, the article is written because of 2 thieves that broke into a particular church in downtown Manhattan. And the article title says, thieves take figure of Jesus but left the cross. What an indictment. They took Jesus and left the cross. If you take the Christ of the cross, you get the cross of the Christ. They are inseparably nailed together. You don't shape your own altar. You don't shape your own cross. You come to Jesus just like you are. You accept him just like he is. Ladies and gentlemen, the prodigal didn't come in a 3-piece suit when he was coming back home to save himself or to preserve his own righteousness. He came back stinking like pigs and he left going, God, Father, give me. He came back saying, make me. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, when you get where you need to be with God, you'll humble yourself. And after all, don't we need some folks to humble themselves today and turn from their wicked way? Then God said, I'll heal your prayer and heal your land.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon. Hello, this is Pastor Joey Rogers, and I want you to mark the dates June the 30th and July the 1st and join us for our Freedom Conference. Special guest, William Federer, Kamal Saleem, and Lieutenant General Retired Jerry Boykin. You will not want to miss that exciting weekend, so mark your calendar, save the date,
and join us right here at Pace City.